Let's lead off with how Illinois Wesleyan University is trying to spread out its student population to prevent a COVID-19 outbreak on campus this fall. Eric Stock has the details.
Illinois Wesleyan is offering a mix of in-person and online instruction this fall. Students who return to campus can room with someone or have their own room for better social distancing. That limits the available beds to about 1,000. Carla Carney Hall chairs the university's contingency planning committee. She says the university will randomly select up to 140 students to live in a hotel.
We really tried to be as thoughtful as we could be about how to place folks. And also just recognizing that there's no easy decision making there.
The university isn't ready to announce the hotels yet. They're still in negotiations. Carney Hall says students have access to Connect Transit to bus to and from campus. It's paid for by their student fees. Their housing fees will remain the same. Students will also be tested for COVID-19 as soon as they arrive on campus.
We really felt that with the information on the asymptomatic spreaders, that we wanted to make sure that we caught things early.
Carney Hall says a key part of the university's contingency response is quickly identifying and isolating COVID cases.
We would try to isolate the area of concern, right? So if it's a class, if it's particular courses, if it's a residence hall floor, that we would work to isolate the concern.
Carney Hall says the university expects up to 80 students will choose an all-virtual option this fall. The semester starts a week earlier than usual, while the schedule is condensed so students won't have to come back after Thanksgiving, thereby limiting the potential spread of infection. The university will also require everyone to wear a mask. For The Leadoff, I'm Eric Stock.